Lecture 3, The Augustinian Paradigm of Spirituality.
We were talking in the last lecture about the historical context for Martin Luther's theology and his life. And in order to do that, we dwelt on the institutional structure of the church, and we dwelt especially on things going wrong, on abuses, on ways that the popes especially did things wrong. Extracting money from terrified consciences is the way I put it, and we'll see how that works in a little bit more detail. But, you know, it's important to realize the medieval church is not just abuses. There is, in fact, a deep and wonderful spirituality of medieval Catholicism. And I want to give you some taste of how that works, because medieval Catholicism at its best is where Luther starts, but it's also what he departs from, in the sense of that's where he starts and that's where he leaves. Even medieval Catholicism at its best is something Luther parts company with. But, well, one of the questions is, in fact, will this have to divide the church? Do you have to have this split of the church because of this? It is important. Luther disagrees with sort of Catholic spirituality at its very best, at its most inward. And that's what we're going to look at in this lecture, is the sort of more inward and experiential and deep side of Catholic spirituality, where it's not just about money. It's not just about exploiting people. It is about, well, a journey to God. Let's see how that journey works. The journey is what I'll describe as the Augustinian paradigm of spirituality. It's a paradigm for the spiritual life that goes back to Augustine, the great 4th century church father. Think of him as just prior to the Middle Ages. He's not a medieval theologian. He's living at the end of the Roman Empire, but he establishes the fundamental theological categories for medieval thought. So all of the medieval theologians are living and thinking in an Augustinian framework. The Augustinian paradigm is more or less everyone's paradigm, although there are some variations. In the Augustinian paradigm, we've got a form of spirituality, a form of spirituality in which life is a journey toward God. What it's all about is finding happiness, or what some translations will call beatitude, bliss. There's several names for it. The blessed life. Happiness, ultimate happiness, eternal happiness, means finding God. Well, what else would it mean? Well, it means, for Augustine, seeing God. Now, this is a metaphor. You don't see God with the eyes of your body. And in the Augustinian paradigm, there's a strong distinction between body and soul, outer and inner. The vision of God is inward. It's a vision of your mind and your heart. It is, I have described it in a previous teaching company lecture, as intellectual vision. And it's seeing with your intellect, like seeing an eternal truth in a moment of aha, now I see it. Let me give you a sense of what I think many medieval theologians were after. Think of yourself working on a mathematical proof, and you're breaking your head over the proof, you can't figure it out, and then all of a sudden you have that moment of illumination, we call it, a moment of light. You say, aha, now I see it, now I get it, now I understand it, yes, I get it. Well, imagine you have that experience, but what you're seeing is not some mathematical proof, but God, the eternal truth, which contains all that is eternally true, Augustine will put it. So you're seeing the truth at the center of the universe from which all things come. Imagine that it's possible to see such a thing. Imagine that this aha becomes the very basis of your being, your mode of being. It's what you are, is this aha, this joyful embrace of eternal truth. That's what the Augustinian paradigm of spirituality is aiming toward, is that happiness of seeing God eternally. That's what an Augustinian theologian means by talking about heaven, for instance. It's not just a place where you're up on clouds playing with harps and things. It's seeing God with your mind's eye. Now, that's the end of the journey.